Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back, Paul and Jordana, on what is a gloomy April day. Kind of makes you want to get out of Dodge. But I don't know if you've traveled lately. It has not been easy for those traveling. Paul, did you drive out to see Dad?
No, I flew out. I flew through Detroit. I flew on Delta. There was no drama, no issues. The planes are all packed. I mean, you can tell that there are fewer planes. And a number of the airlines, not so much Delta, but I've heard horror stories about JetBlue and Alaska Airlines and others. There just aren't enough pilots or flight attendants. And people are finding out when they get to the airport that their flights have been canceled. So it's still a gong show. We still have not recovered from the pandemic, Jor.
So joining us now is Peter Greenberg, our CBS Radio travel expert. Peter, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
You got it.
So is this still all COVID that's keeping pilots and crew out of the airplane or staff having delays, or is it something else?
It's a ridiculous and inverse relationship now because we see demand growing almost exponentially, and the airlines cannot staff their schedules. In fact, almost every airline now is cutting back their flights. JetBlue just canceled, right, we're getting into summer. They just canceled 27 routes. Southwest Airlines canceled 10% of their flight schedule. For the month of May and June, United's dropping 20,000 flights. And this comes at a time when everybody wants to go somewhere. So what does that mean?
Yeah.
Law of supply and demand. Fewer flights, less capacity, higher airfares. So especially in the U.S. And that's what you're going to see probably until Labor Day. It's not going to be pretty.
It's crazy.
Hey, Peter, we started our show today talking about the mask mandates in Philadelphia and wondering if, you know, there's another wave. City by city, people, I think, have to take it on upon themselves to assess the risk, especially if they're traveling, as to how much risk they want to take and whether or not they should be wearing their masks. I likened it, because I'm a meteorologist, I said, you know, if there's a watch or a warning, most people pay attention, and it's county by county, and maybe the same thing will apply with COVID. We go about our lives. If you're under a warning with an unusually high case count of COVID-19, a lot of people in the hospital, maybe you take extra precautions. Do you buy into that theory? Is that kind of where we're headed or not?
Well, we're sure of where we're headed, except when it comes to travel. You're going to see, you know, we have a deadline coming up, a decision date of April 18th, to make sure to decide whether or not they're going to extend the mask mandate for public transportation.
Right.
And there's every indication to believe they're going to extend it because the CDC is weighing in. We're seeing a spike in the number of cases. The vaccination levels are not at the point that they want them to be. The good news is we're not seeing hospitalizations rise. They're dropping, actually. But I think, exerting the abundance of caution, you'll probably see them extended. Some people are saying May 18th. I'm actually saying June 1st. They want to get through Memorial Day weekend. And then at that point, the law of reciprocity takes over, because you're already seeing airlines in Europe dropping the mask mandate. All the airlines in the United Kingdom, British Air, Ryanair, EasyJet, no longer have to wear the mask. So it's starting to, it's starting to fall apart over there, and it may happen here as well. But my guess is between now and Monday, you're going to see them extended for at least a month.
Okay.
And is that going to be, I know that there have been problems with people not wanting to wear their masks. If they're changing it in Europe, I mean, are we going to be seeing then travelers without masks coming here? Does that extend to the airport too? And do you think it's going to cause more disruptions for crew?
It actually extends to the airspace. So that if you're flying to the United States on a flight that's landing in the U.S., you're going to have to wear masks. But if you're flying within Europe now, that's where that's not going to be a case. So one by one, you're going to start seeing that. Yeah.
Hey, Peter, I have to ask, with the price of gas so high and the problems that the airlines are having right now, there is no perfect way to get around and travel. There never is. But one question I have for you, has the car rental situation gotten better? There were some horror stories even just a few months ago. Not enough cars available. Have things gotten better?
Relatively, yes, but it's not where it needs to be. The manufacturers still haven't delivered the new fleets of cars to the rental car companies because of supply chain issues and chip shortages. And, of course, we've got summer coming up. Look, it's cheaper for me to go out and lease a Kia for 3 months than it is to rent a car in some cities for 3 days.
So it's crazy. Oh, man.
So people need to know that. Now, have we reached the tipping point with the price of fuel? Not yet, and I'll tell you why. You know, about a month ago, the airfare between Los Angeles and San Francisco was $93 round trip. You know what it is today? $357 round trip. That's a fourfold increase. So if you're a family of four, that's $1,400. That's why we're going to take car trips this summer. Because even with the increase of fuel, even if it was $9 a gallon, perish the thought, it's still only going to add about $250 as an incremental increase in the cost of the trip, not $1,400. So you're going to see a lot more people crammed into cars. That's what's going to happen.
Okay.
Peter, what else did we not ask you? What do people traveling for this holiday weekend, Eastern Passover, need to know?
Well, the one thing I would always advise, but I'm going to give you an additional thought, is you want to get out on the very first flight of the day. But there's one more thing I'm going to add to that. Before you make that reservation, find out if the aircraft assigned to your flight, and the airline knows this, by the way, if it overnighted at your airport the night before. Because if it did, there's a reasonably good chance that crew stays with the plane and you'll actually have a crew to operate the flight. But for every hour during that day that you continue, that increases the chance of either a delay or worse, a cancellation.
So true.
Yeah, great advice. So great advice.
Peter, always great to talk to you. Thank you, sir. CBS radio travel expert Peter Greenberg.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.